Prosecutors in three states are trying to decide whether to try the sentencing phase of 100 death penalty cases. Last year, the Supreme Court made a landmark decision requiring that juries, rather than judges, determine whether a murder warrants the death sentence. At the time, the High Court did not address whether the decision should apply retroactively to inmates on death row. Earlier this month, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decided that it should, and dozens of death sentences were thrown out. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The decision by the Federal Appeals Court in San Francisco hinged on the case of Warren Summerlin, an Arizona inmate who was sentenced to death in 1982 for the murder of a loans collection officer. At that time, Arizona law allowed a judge, rather than a jury, to determine whether the aggravating factors of the case, such as the heinousness of the crime, outweighed the mitigating factors, such as Summerlin's violent childhood. But the judge in the case admitted to being addicted to marijuana around the time he sentenced Summerlin. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal said this illustrated why it's better to have a 12-member jury determine whether conditions exist to impose a death penalty, no matter how old the case. That decision effectively invalidated the death sentences of more than 100 inmates across Arizona, Idaho, and Montana. Arizona Assistant Attorney General John Todd disagrees with the decision.
What we're talking about here is not guilt or innocence, but simply if the crime was so heinous that it deserved the death penalty 20 years ago, what has changed other than passage of time?
Todd says 88 prisoners in Arizona had their death sentences thrown out. All of the cases are at least a decade old. Todd says his office plans to ask the U.S. Supreme Court to review the appeals court decision. He says if the High Court agrees that the decision should be retroactive, then his office will have to decide whether the cases should go back to court, a process that Todd says could be both costly and time-consuming.
Should these cases go back for a resentencing, the prosecution agency is that's one of the factors they'll look at and decide whether or not there's an ability to do it and there's the finance with which to do it. But, you know, what price does justice have?
But there's the question of whether the conditions of the original trial can be replicated if the defendants are resentenced. Charles Peterson is a defense lawyer in Boise, Idaho, where at least 15 prisoners have had their death sentences vacated by the appeals court decision, including Peterson's client, Mark Langford, who was convicted for the murder of a Marine captain and his wife in 1986. Peterson says he's always argued that a jury should have determined whether the death penalty applied in Langford's case, and that it would be wrong to try to resentence Langford so many years after the fact.
The times have changed so dramatically. The evidence has changed so dramatically. The availability of witnesses is so different today that it would be fundamentally unfair and a denial of due process to subject my client to the possibility of the death penalty under these circumstances, because we cannot recreate the climate or the circumstances that would have existed back in the mid-80s.
And there's the emotional cost of resentencing for the families and loved ones of the victims. Nancy Brenneman sat through the trial of Charles Reinhardt, who was convicted of murdering her son, Michael, in 1996. Brenneman says at first she was shocked, then she was appalled that her son's killer may be up for resentencing.
You just run the whole gamut of emotions. I'm frightened, in a way, because I personally don't want to have to revisit all of this again. And then you get to the point where you're just madder than hell. I don't want 8 years lost. I don't want to have to go back to square one again.
If the defendants do have to be resentenced, the trial strategy will likely be different than the original case. In the wake of last year's Supreme Court decision, Arizona, Idaho, and Montana changed their laws so that the juries, at the very least, play an integral role in deciding whether someone is eligible for capital punishment. That means defense lawyers in those states are looking at possible jurists in a new light, says Boise defense attorney Charles Peterson.
Now you have to start thinking about picking jurors who will ultimately decide not only on the guilt or innocence of your client, but also on the sentence of your client should they find him or her guilty. And that's a very different process than relying on a judge.
If the ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court is upheld, it would have an effect on Nebraska and Colorado, which have similar laws to Arizona, Idaho, and Montana. Already, Nebraska has vacated the death sentence of one inmate, who was sentenced by a judge, not a jury. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.